Can you just talk about a little bit of your emotions coming back?
Emotions? I don't have any of those. I lost those a long time ago. Been 7 months of rehab. I lost my emotions about 4 months ago. So it's I'm just trying to get back on the field, and yesterday was a start.
But you've been through a lot. I mean, it didn't mean anything to go back out there yesterday?
You know, honestly, it meant a little bit because I couldn't do some of the things I'm used to doing. So I'm real reserved in my emotions, honestly. If I can get back out there and do some of the things I'm used to doing, and then, you know, you kind of feel like, hey, I have a chance to help our football team. That's what I'm looking forward to. You know, I'm not just want to be out there participating. It's not why I'm out there. You know, I want to go out there and contribute to us winning football games. And I know I'm not to that point right today, but, you know, I took a step. So the thing is, though, it's hard to tell. Honestly, it's still a lot of work to be done. But, you know, like I say, I'm going in the right direction.
How did it feel out there?
It sucked. You really want to know how I felt? No, because, you know, it's crazy because as an athlete, you know how you used to do things and what you're capable of doing. And then when some of them, I think I was more scared to do it, scared to try it, as compared to just saying, hey, your leg is fine, just do it, you know. And so today, I think today will be a lot better. Honestly, I was kind of paranoid out there because some plays you run and I feel it in my hip, and then I was like, okay, is this good enough or not, you know. So I was real hesitant, and then that's what bothers me. You know, you want to go out there, you want to be 100%, you want to go full speed, and I caught myself being real reserved, but at the same time, I got to be smart, you know. So because I still think I'm trying to push the envelope to get out there as fast as possible, but at the same time, I have to be smart about it.
Are you worried about first contact on it?
Not really. The contact is with the ground. That's what I'm worried about. You know, as far as every step is that contact to me is more important. And getting in and out of a cut and being able to push and burst away, those things is just the only way I can do my job, is being able to do those things. The other part, taking the hits and stuff like that, I'm not going to worry about that. I just need to worry about being able to have the separation and things like that. And, you know, I made one good play yesterday. I can say that. But the rest of the time, and I was just real hesitant. And today, I actually feel a lot better today right now than I did going into practice yesterday. So that's what you got to do. You got to go out there and take some steps. And I took a step yesterday.
Realistically, in the 3 week time period, do you think you could make this active roster? Would you?
Yeah, I plan on it. I mean, honestly, I do. I mean, hopefully before that. But the thing is, though, you know, you just got to get up every day and listen to your body. And sometimes I don't want to do that. I'm kind of stubborn. But at the same time, I have to. You know, I have to be smart about the whole thing, because the last thing I would want to do is hurt our football team. You know, and my thing is to not kind of have them hanging on thinking, well, is he going to come back or not? It's for us to go out and contribute and do the things we have to do as a team. And then hopefully I can be a part of that.
Rod, you've accomplished already everything that a receiver can accomplish. What keeps you coming back, putting yourself through this?
I love to win, honestly. That's the only thing I care about. And the thing is now is just looking at our offense, we have one guy who started last year on our offense. And to me, that's a whole new challenge in itself, teaching these guys some of the things I've done and what helped me get to that point. Because I started with absolutely nothing. You know, so in that regard, I already won. I won years ago. And so that's what drives me, is going out there and being able to talk to Brandon, you know, being able to talk to, you know, Chris Cooper and some of those guys up front, some of the new guys who are getting a chance to play and start. And I said, dude, don't look back, man. Embrace the opportunity. And so my role now is, at the same time as more of a mentor, that drives me just as much as going out there playing and making catches.
The guys on the team were having some fun with you yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I hate those guys. No, I knew they was going to harass me, but at the same time, my goal is to get out there, and all of them were defensive guys, so my goal is to go out there and get back to form where I can go and make some plays on them, and then I can talk noise back. Right now, I can't say anything, because if they bump me right now, I'm in trouble.
Rod, you've been through this whole process. It's been a long process, and they're kind of down to nitty-gritty time with this 3 weeks. If they had to make a decision on injury reserve, would you feel like it was a waste of time, or you just have to get yourself healthy anyway, so
yeah.
It's not? I mean, do you feel like you almost have to get back out there to –
No, I don't have to get it back out there. I don't have to get back out there to prove anything. The thing I want to prove to myself is I want to be comfortable with my body. I want to be able to walk and do the things I was able to do before without the pain and the discomfort. You know what I'm saying? And the football part, honestly, is secondary. But if I can get to that part first, I think the football part will come very easily. And so that's where I'm trying to get to. But at the same time, I'm doing it through this venue as far as playing football, because that's what I've been doing for the last 14 years. And I love doing it. And I'm going to do whatever I can to get myself back on the field. But at the same time, you know, if I don't get back out there, it'll be disappointing, but I won't say it's a waste by no means, because, you know, it's just something that happened. I had to have it. Eventually, if I wouldn't have had that surgery then when I did, I would have had to have my hip replaced probably in 2 years, and that is not an option. So, so there's a whole lot of life factors that are involved as well as football. So I have to look at it from both perspectives, but, you know, I love being out there with those guys, you know, putting that freaking helmet on is the part I don't like. But I put the helmet on for the first time in 2007. You know, last time I had a helmet on was in December of last year. So it was actually, it was fun to be out there in cleats and being a part of what we're doing.
Are you paying free now?
No, I'm not paying free. If I was pain free, I'd be able to do the things I honestly could do. So when you feel a little bit here and there, that's the part that you kind of second guess yourself. Are you really ready to go out there and try to perform at this next level? You know, so for me, it's just steps at a time. And I think today, honestly, will be a lot better than yesterday. And just getting out there and doing it is the key.
If you weren't able to make the active roster this year, would you try again next year?
I'll worry about that next year. I honestly, it's a day at a time for me. It's been that way since day one when I came in this locker room. I take everything a day at a time, and it's helped me stay here this long. So I can't look toward, you know, next year when this year is not even up. Tomorrow hasn't even came yet. So I'm just going day by day, man. And like I say, I've said this all along, my thing is to get better each and every day. And honestly, I feel better right now going into practice than I did yesterday. So hopefully I can go out there and take a few more reps, be able to do a few more things I used to do, and then hopefully tomorrow when I wake up I feel better than I do today. You know, so that's all I can really look forward to.
You've accomplished, like you said, you've accomplished a lot in your career. If you were able to get back out there this season, would that rate pretty high in the things you've been able to do?
Yeah. I mean, cause, you know, I really feel we have a special group of guys, you know what I'm saying? And I like a ton of new guys. And that part is what drives me is, you know, taking what you have and going out there and trying to win a championship with it, you know. And my mindset is the same way Coach Shanahan's mindset is being perfect, being the best. And the only way you can do that is taking what you have and improving every phase, you know. And for me, my phase now is almost in a coach mode, you know, as well as being a guy who eventually will get out there and show them how to do it as well. So I just, like I said, I look forward to going out there each and every day now a lot more than going in there with Rich Tootin and have him throwing me passes instead of, you know, Jay or Hack or somebody like that. But I'm gonna have fun with it regardless. You know what I'm saying? I can't control, you know, what happens as far as being active or not and this and that. Right now, I'm just going out there and trying to enjoy myself and get comfortable with my body and then go from there.
So can you run all the routes, or is it at this point you just can't run the routes the way you want to?
It's more the way I want to as compared to not being. I can run them all, but it's just a matter of the way I want to. Because trust me, for the last 3 weeks, I've been running routes. And I've been running them hard and full speed. And then I go out there yesterday, and it didn't feel the same as it was when I was doing them by myself. You know, so it's different when you got competition on you. Your adrenaline's going. It's a little different. So I got to basically get back in that mind frame as well.
Is there less pain now than there was last year?
It's hard to tell, honestly, because trust me, my hips hurt since 2004. I'm gonna be dead serious, and so I went through a lot last year and fought through it a lot, and I hopefully don't want to go through that again. You know, I don't want to go through that. I don't want to put our team through that because it makes me less productive. And if we got guys that are healthy that can be more productive, then I have to support them and help them get to that point. I'm done. I gotta go.